Good morning. So, this morning we are reading from Joshua chapter 11, verses 1 to 23. And we're covering the subject of intelligence, which is an earth suit general need. So, when we think of what happened in Egypt, we see that God needed to destroy the Egyptian economy, structure, and basically break all the chains that were holding the Israelites back. All of them. Even the chains that were inside the Israelites, where they would remain comfortable and want to stay. And he did this through all the plagues, and it just was so devastating, and Egypt was so destroyed that the Israelites thought, you know what, God wants to save us. He's destroying this place, so let's leave. Now, it's shown that at the time that these plagues were going on, the word says that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. He hardened it. In other words, Pharaoh would not let the people go. He made it so that Pharaoh's heart was hard, obstinate, fighting against what was going on, choosing his own way and wanting to force the Israelites into his own way. Then we saw in the wilderness how the people, and many of those who were not really with a heart towards Israel, many of them, their hearts were hardened, and they wound up all dying out in the wilderness. Then we had this group of Israelites who came out, coming into the promised land, and they were pure. They no longer had any of Egypt in them. And they came into a land that was even worse than Egypt. It was really, really corrupted. One of the Israelites decided to succumb to that, and God wasn't with them anymore. And so they then had to destroy that one, and then they were pure again, and they'd now learned their lesson. Then they go up against Ai and they take it. Then five kings come against them, thinking, well, if there's five of us, we're quite strong, we should be able to overtake them. And God steps in and he brings in the stones, the rocks falling out the sky. He brings those in. And together with them and the Israelites, they basically destroyed the Amorites that were there, that came against them. But again, those Amorites came against Joshua. He didn't go out to go and take them. He did that with Ai because that was the instruction. But the others came to him. God hardened their hearts that they wanted to come against Israel. Well, now in chapter 11, we're going to see again. So we read in chapter 11, verse 20. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses. Now we have to go back to why was this even going to take place? The decision to destroy this place was made from outside of time. And the decision was that God was going to give this land that these evil people lived in to Abraham. But first Abraham had to go to Egypt. And after 400 years of creating super soldiers out of each person, making their bodies, their skin, muscles really, really strong. He brought them out of Egypt. After hardening Pharaoh's heart, he destroyed the entire place because Pharaoh wouldn't let them go. So now we've got these Israelites coming in. They've taken Ai. They've had the five kings try to get to them. But there's still a lot of kings and a lot of places that are left there. And we're going to see that God is going to harden the hearts of everybody that's left around Israel to attack them. Now, Israel is still pure. They're doing everything that God says and they're not doing anything that he says you mustn't do. Right? When we have a look at today, we see everyone coming against Israel again. We see the hearts being hardened of the peoples that surround Israel. We see their hearts being hardened. And when a heart is hardened towards God's people, God is going to step in. The problem is, Israel at the moment is not pure. We know the scripture that says that God is going to purge his vineyard. He's going to clear out everything in it that's evil. And people are going to look at it and say, I can't believe what's just happened in Israel. That everything's being wiped out. And it'll be gone for 3.5 years while God purges everything out of Israel. All that call themselves Jews but are not. All that do not love the Lord. It's going to purge them all out. And then it will just be full of people who hate Jesus. And then God's going to step in. And again, with hardened hearts, they're going to be destroyed. And then God will bring his new Jerusalem back. Right? But that's at that time. We go back here and we see again, God is hardening the hearts of all these kings, everybody that's left. So let's read through this and understand that these people were extremely, extremely wicked. The evil that they were doing in those places was terrible. Not only were they doing evil, they were corrupting DNA, God's design. They were corrupting God's design. They were destroying that which God had made. They were mixing things with other things and all sorts of things. Just the same thing as what they're doing now. Now they're using splices and all sorts of other things to create creatures that really do not belong on this planet. And never belonged in creation either. So again, God is going to do that. He will restore what's his. All right, so let's get back to Joshua chapter 11. And it came to pass when Jabin, king of Hazor, had heard that he sent to Jobab, king of Madom, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Asheph, and to the kings that on the north of the mountains, and of the plains south of Chinneroth, and in the valley, and in the borders of Dor in the west, the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the mountains, and the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. And when all these kings were met together, they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up all slain before Israel. Thou shalt half their horses and burn their chariots with fire. So Joshua came and all the people of war with him, against them by the waters of Merom suddenly, and they fell upon them, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them and chased them unto great Zidon, and unto Misrephoth-maim, and unto the valley of Mizpah eastward, and they smote them until they left them none remaining. Joshua did unto them as the Lord bade him. He houghed their horses and burnt their chariots with fire. To half a horse means to cut the tendons at the back of their feet so that they can no longer walk. And then burning their chariots, so they brought none of their warlike things back into the camp of Israel. Everything used for war, they then destroyed, right? Now, what we have to understand about this is that animals, and especially the horses, were being tampered with DNA-wise to make them super powerful and strong and all the rest of it. God did not want to have any of that mixture of that DNA included with Israel's animals. And so, they made sure that none of those horses came back into Israel. As for the chariots, these are war things. And so often their insignia and dedications of their chariots, etc., to their gods and stuff like that, you can't bring those things in. But it does also raise another very interesting thing. There are people who keep memorabilia from wartime. If you keep something that was used to actually kill another human being, you are bringing in something that has with it the residue of death. You're bringing that into your house. You really do not want to do that. If you want a house of peace and a house where you don't have all sorts of darkness taking place in your house, etc., get rid of those things that have been used to kill people, etc. Right? Don't keep them anymore. Get rid of them. And don't sell them, because all that happens is that the curse follows the money line back to you. Right? If it's a museum piece, well, that's fine, I suppose. You can give it to the museum, so long as it's not a Christian museum. The world's full of all that stuff. Personally, break it, destroy it. Keep things of life in your house. Don't keep things of death. Right? And Joshua at that time turned back and took Hazor and smote the king thereof with the sword. For Hazor before time was the head of all those kingdoms. And they smote all the souls that therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying. There was not any left to breathe. And he burned Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings and all the kings of them did Joshua take, and smote them with the edge of the sword. He utterly destroyed them as Moses the servant of the Lord commanded. But the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burned none of them. Save Hazor only did Joshua burn. And all the spoil of these cities and the cattle the children of Israel took for a prey unto themselves, but every man they smote with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe. The Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, the hills and all the south country, and all the land of Goshen, and the valley and the plain, and the mountain of Israel, and the valley of the same, from the Mount Halak that goeth up to Seir, even unto Baal-gad in the valley of Lebanon, under Mount Hermon. And all their kings he took, and smote them, and slew them. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, save the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All they took in battle. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses. And at that time came Joshua, and cut off the Anakim from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. There remained. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. You know, when you have people who have darkness within them, the only thing that they really understand is a war. They don't understand agreements. They don't understand any kind of diplomacy or anything like that. They'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal, they'll do all these things in the name of they're allowed to do it. Well, God doesn't work like that. The true God of heaven does not allow lying and cheating and stealing and everything like that. He doesn't need to. He can just change things. So if you are siding with a God that, so-called, allows for these things, he's an inferior God. He's not even a God at all, because there is only one God. And when you look at the hardening of hearts here, it's God who hardens the heart. It's God that hardens their heart. It's God that drives them to want to fight. And that hardness, the only way to get rid of that hardness is by destroying it. Now, God hardens it because those people are corrupted. They're corrupted. They believe it's okay to lie. They believe it's okay to steal. They believe it's okay to do those things. God won't have any of that. And he will destroy all of it. But it's never too late to turn your heart to Jesus and say, Jesus, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. I don't want to be a part of this war and the ways of what's going on around me, etc. I don't want to be part of that. I want to be a part of love and peace and joy, etc. God is absolutely going to destroy through war so much of the evil. In fact, he's going to destroy all the evil that is around Israel. But he needs them to hate Israel so badly that they all come up against Israel. They will be the sharpener that comes to sharpen the knife. It won't be pleasant for the knife to be sharpened. But all the evil that is within Israel, because there's so much darkness in Israel. Within the land of Israel, there's so much darkness. All of that will be purged. It's going to be hard to watch. God is absolutely going to do it. What we have to understand is that when he does it, he is cleaning out. He hasn't lost control. He's cleaning out. And he's going to use the darkness to clean out the darkness within Israel. And then he'll destroy that darkness altogether himself. If you are in the darkness, if you are wanting war, if you are not wanting peace and love and goodness, if you're not wanting mercy and forgiveness, if you're not wanting all of the things of God, you will be destroyed. But you can, if you do want them, turn to Jesus and say, Jesus, please save me. Jesus, please save me. I don't know how, but please save me. And he will. He will step in. He'll provide people to draw you to him. He'll provide ways for you to get hold of Scripture in some way, shape, or form. And as you know, I only trust the old King James Bible. You'll find it as KJV. And if you don't have a copy, you can go to the following URL, multidimensionalthinkers.com/a-life-is-worth, worth is W-O-R-T-H, a-life-is-worth-living. And you can scroll down, you'll see there, Old King James Bible. You can click on there, you can then download, or you can listen to the podcast as well. You can download the podcast. The way you can download, by the way, is you click on the link, whichever file you want to open, and you'll see if it's an MP3 playing, you'll see a black box. On the side of the black box on the right, there's three dots. If you click on those three dots, you'll see the option to download. You can download all those audios for the Old King James Bible, right? And the italics has been removed, so it's really good to listen to and actually just get what was originally put there. Don't harden your heart towards God. And if you feel it's getting hard, turn to Him and say, Lord, save me, please. You want to be having faith, hope, charity, which is a love that gives, right? Faith, hope, charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. You want to be having mercy, forgiveness, grace, long-suffering, putting up with other people's struggles as they try to learn to get things right. That's what you want. And if you do want that, ask Jesus. He will absolutely save you. Give your life to Him and say, Jesus, save me. And then turn away from the evil. Turn away from the evil. Forgive everyone of everything. Because you can only be forgiven if you forgive others, right? Forgive everyone, and then walk right with Him. So how does this speak into intelligence? You know that you are not being intelligent when your heart is being hardened. If you look at your heart and it's hard towards somebody, you are outside of intelligence. No matter how you think that you are being intelligent in what you're doing, no matter how you employ artificial intelligence or anything else, if your heart is hard, you're not intelligent. You're just being lined up to be destroyed in one way, shape, or form. The softness, the love, the goodness of your heart will actually tell you whether or not you are being intelligent. And your earth suit needs you to be intelligent, because otherwise you're stacking your earth suit up against God, and it's not going to work. You will not last. You will be destroyed. You'll be used to destroy, and then you'll be destroyed yourself. And you'll have a really miserable life in the process. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit's been speaking to you about, but if you're following along with us in the handbook, make your keywords in the second column and score yourself on the right. God bless, guys, and have an absolutely beautiful day.